The nation's doctors and nurses are demanding the federal government improve the aged care system now and not wait until the findings of the Royal Commission late next year. The Australian Medical Association and the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation are launching a campaign in Canberra today calling for more funding and more staff in aged care facilities. Samantha Donovan reports.
The doctors and nurses unions say the residents of the nation's aged care homes can't wait for the Royal Commission findings and the system needs immediate improvement. Annie Butler is the Federal Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation.
We need urgent action around staffing in aged care, and that staffing needs to address the lack of registered nurses and qualified nursing staff. Also, the lack of care staff. There just aren't enough numbers to deliver care properly.
The Australian Medical Association says the current call-out fee for GPs to visit an aged care home is $55. It wants the rebate for those visits to rise by more than 50%, a call backed by the Nurses Federation's Annie Butler.
They're not supported through sufficient rebates to be able to leave their practice where they're actually dealing with already quite a volume of patients to actually take that time out to go and attend a nursing home.
The Nurses Federation is also calling on the federal government to implement nurse-patient ratios.
The current ratios out there in the system, one registered nurse to 100 residents, one care worker to 20 residents. Often those residents have dementia. It's just not possible.
What do you want the mandated nurse-to-patient ratio to be?
There should be one registered nurse available for 15 residents. And there should be a care worker available to look after around 7 residents.
The doctors and nurses unions also want stricter government regulations to ensure aged care providers don't just line their pockets with the extra funding. Annie Butler.
Providers will have to demonstrate how they've used that funding directly for care provision, including staffing requirements. And if they don't use the funds for that specific purpose, it will need to be returned to the government.
In a statement to AM, the Minister for Aged Care, Richard Colbeck, says the government is taking decisive action while the Aged Care Royal Commission continues. He says the new aged care quality standards, which commenced on the 1st of July, require approved providers of residential aged care to ensure they have a workforce that is sufficient, skilled and qualified to provide safe, respectful and quality care and services, and that the government is providing record aged care funding of $20.5 billion in 2018-19, and the annual funding will increase by an additional $1 billion every year for 5 years.
Samantha Donovan reporting.